Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Team 212 call. I'm so excited to have you guys on tonight because we have such a special guest, and I'm so over the moon about it. And you guys know, just to give a little bit of background, I tell you what, when we look back in our history with Nicole and I and where we first met because of this woman, Tiffany Pasek, 20 years ago, and it has just been a journey beyond compare. I can tell you that we've been through so much together in our lives, in business, and so many things. And I can tell you what, if there was one person to be in business with and to be on this journey with, it would be Tiffany Pasek. And she is a leader that leads by example, that walks the walk, talks the talk. She is always just down deep in the ditches with us. She is always filling us up. She has always been just back the company 110%, and she never wavers. And it's just, if there is one leader that I look to be, to amplify, to be like, and it is definitely her. And I tell you what, she has been through some ups and downs in through this industry, and what she has been able to do with this industry, and not only with this industry, but in this company, it works. And she is now an ambassador diamond with this. It works, soon to be Black Diamond, right, Tiffany?
Yes.
I love it. I just love it. So we're so excited that you are willing to spend some special and quality time with just our team tonight. And I am over the moon excited that you're on this call with us tonight.
Well, can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay, good.
Really,
I didn't know if I had to hit anything special. Well, gosh, I want to have you, like, introduce me all the time everywhere I go. that was awesome.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you very, very much, and Nicole, and just adore you and your guys' whole team. And, many of them have become, good friends and family, and you guys definitely up there in that. And yeah, we do go way back. So this has been pretty exciting to watch all of it works unfold, not only for us, but also, for you and Nicole to just watch the success that you guys have had. And, now your teams are partaking in that. And that's a pretty exciting feeling. So I can only imagine how much better it's going to get for everybody and all of us. So thanks for having me on tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I wanted to really start off because, we talk a little bit about your background and your history, not only with this industry, but with this company. But we just want to love and hear it from you, because I know that everyone on the call, they get to hear it from us all the time, but not necessarily from you. So can you let everyone know just kind of your background a little bit with this?
I can, yeah. Well, yeah, you say 20 years, I'm like, gosh, I feel like I should be like 26 years old. Like, how did we meet when we were six? When truly, I know I'm 46, but I first saw network marketing for the very first time at 23 years old. Literally had a friend of mine from school, invited me to like her work party and said, oh my gosh, it'd be so much fun. And of course it wasn't at Works, because at Works didn't exist yet. But, she just invited me because her mentor said, invite your friend to come check this out. Nolan and I were actually on our honeymoon at the time. We're born and raised in Michigan and had stopped on a layover in California. And my girlfriend lived, just outside of LAX, and there was a big event in Irvine, California that weekend. And she said, oh, you guys are going to be here. Just come with me. It'll be fun. You can, just come see what I'm doing. And she never really presented it like, this might be for you. This might be an opportunity for you. This might be something you might be interested in. And at the time, I was working at my job, probably like a lot of people. I had a job a long time ago. I was working enterprise rent-a-car. I was working 70 hours a week on a salary. And I actually was job hunting, or I wanted to. I just couldn't afford to quit my job, and working 70 hours a week, I, just didn't have time to go interview. And so I was burnt out at my occupation, although my friend probably didn't really know that. But when I first was presented with network marketing, I fell in love with the idea. I saw people that shared their stories, someone like you or Nicole, or someone like, what would be an ambassador even in our company. And, they talked about, the income they were making and the freedom and, sharing products with people. And I thought, well, that just makes sense. I talk about stuff I like all the time, and I don't get paid, and if I could join this business, I, you know, at the time Nolan and I had just gotten married, and we were thinking about a business that we could do together, like something we could start so we could see each other more and have that time freedom that we, you know, kind of were dreaming about. And network marketing just seemed like a obvious fit, you know. We just fell in love with it from that very first opportunity, presentation, seeing it. And, you know, through the years have had, you know, the horror stories that people hear about, you know, the companies that you, you know, sign up with and you never get a paycheck, and the company shut down and no longer in business. And, you know, then there's been companies that just really promised a lot and didn't deliver, and had bad mentors and, you know, people that didn't do nice things. And I've worked with some good companies that, you know, turned out well and did okay. So, you know, it's just been a long journey.
Yes, it has. And I love it that when you talk about, like, a lot of people see this industry for the first time, but I love how you talk, when you saw it on your honeymoon. And, you know, sometimes we have people saying, hey, why don't you come with us? And they're like, oh, I got this to do. And how awesome is it that your friend didn't care that was your honeymoon?
I know,
right?
They
just invited you anyway, like, because you just never know. And
yeah.
So I know. And one thing that, you know, we talk about a lot in this industry is we have a lot of people on our team that are new to this industry. They've never been in network marketing before. They've never been in a company before. And they get asked a lot of questions sometimes about what makes this company so different than other companies that are out there? Because, I mean, we all know because we've seen some bad ones and we've been in some bad ones. But what makes this company so different from you having such the history of network marketing?
Well, I think, you know, and I know sometimes people have tried other things, and sometimes they come, you know, kind of into this kind of skeptical, which I was too. You know, I had been, you know, through the ringer on some companies and really felt like, okay, is this as good as they say it is? And I think, you know, one of the things that we really have to look for is, you know, a few things that make it really, really great. You know, I've, and just like relationships, you maybe people have dated, you know, a person like, oh, wow, they had a really great career and they made great money, but you never saw them. Or, hey, they were a really great person, but they were broke, so you could never do anything. And wouldn't it be great if you could have someone who had it all? You know, if you had, like, your perfect list. And so,
right,
you know, with it works, you know, really for us, truly what was important is, you know, having a product which we believed in. And, of course, you know, the health and wellness industry, you know, is going to be a $1 trillion industry. So that's not going anywhere. So, you know, we had a strong belief in health and wellness. You know, the crazy wrap thing, nobody has that. You know, we don't have a competitor for that product. Now, do I think one day people will try and copycat us? Of course I do. You know, it's too great of a product or a concept for people not to. But there's only one first, you know. And so if we get competition, big deal. You know, Coke and Pepsi have competition. McDonald's and Burger King are competition. You know, Walgreens, CVS, and, you know, Rite Aid are competition. It's okay. There's enough business to go around. But we're first to market, so we're always going to be known as that. You know, we're the trend centers right now. And that's really exciting. And it's a product that gives instant results. You know, it's like there's not a lot of products you can take out there and have someone use it or try it, and that very, you know, in 45 minutes they see a difference or they feel a difference. And so it's that instant gratification factor, which, you know, I'd never had a product like that, which was super exciting to me. And then you got to think about things, you know, from the company, you know, thinking about the company leadership, you know, someone like Mark and Cindy Pentecost, who are phenomenal owners and leaders and have been involved in network marketing prior to starting their own company. And so they had a background. They know what it's like to be a distributor like us out there kind of struggling to figure things out and, you know, hitting the pavement and, you know, trying to motivate ourselves to build. And so they had that experience. They just weren't, you know, someone who said, oh, well, let's start a network marketing company with this product and make a lot of money, and we don't really know what we're doing, but we're going to give this a go. You know, they had a solid foundation of success. You know, they were $1 million earners in their company before they started It Works. And they left that company because of integrity issues within that company that, you know, they didn't feel comfortable promoting that company when they had some changes. And so very ethical, honest, obviously owners, which is huge. They really care about the field. You know, Cindy and Mark pray for us every single day. They pray over our business. They pray over the company. So just the foundation is really key. And then when you think about the company, you have to think about obviously the leadership within the company, and we've got, you know, phenomenal leadership across the board and at work from every background, every occupation, every age, you know, at top ranks, you know, earning money, which is huge. And then, you know, you got to think about the pay plan. You know, can you make money right away and can you make money long term? And then the key component with us too is that residual, you know. So I loved that, you know, when I came in, when we saw it worked, you know, we were really struggling. We were behind on every bill that we had coming in our household, from, you know, the car payment to, you know, the mortgage to, you know, medical bills to, you know, baby bills. I mean, we had constant stuff coming in. And so we needed to kind of make that right now money. And so, you know, wrap cash is a way that, you know, someone can go out and make $25 or $50 or $100, you know, just sharing the products immediately. And that's huge. You know, a lot of companies may pay you, but you're just getting that, you know, one time a month paycheck, and it's a small percentage of what you're selling. And so, you know, we've got that wrap cash. We've got, you know, the residual income of building your customer base, which is your month after month after month money. There's bonuses for training people, you know, building teams if you're really good at that. I mean, there's just a really wide variety in the compensation plan. And it's not just about signing up distributors and then hoping they figure it out. You know, we can sign customers, which builds our longevity. And then if people really want to share this with us, then they can decide to become a distributor. But it's not a high pressure, you just have to be a distributor. And a lot of companies just make people sign as distributors, which is crazy. There's really no customer program, which doesn't create longevity. So, you know, those are some of the main ones, and I'm probably forgetting a couple, but I just felt like, you know, after I learned about It Works and saw the product line and saw the integrity, it really kind of said, wow, they really have, like, you know, if you were to think of, like, satisfactory or unsatisfactory scale, like if you did your survey, like everything was just so, you know, at the top of the chart, like, oh, they got this, they got this, they got this, they got, there was nothing that they were lacking in, and that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, I remember the first time when you showed this to me, and, you know, I blew you off for 2 years. Man, I shoot myself for that now. But I look at it, and I just go, wow, you know, I blew this off because of some of those bad things of the industry. And, you know, and just your passion and your conviction for the company and the products, you know, it was Nicole and I just remember coming home that night after visiting with you, and like, we're stupid if we don't do this. Because it was just everything that it had everything that we liked about the industry, and it was completely different with everything we hated about the industry. So, yeah.
Yep.
It was really obvious. So, I think that's great. And so I know, like, a lot of us on our team right now, we have some people who have been with us from day one, and we have some people who are just joining on our team. And so one thing that we have been really talking about with our team is really pushing for the holidays and really pushing for those promotions before we go into conference, before conference even gets started. And, you know, what are some of those key tips on why it's so important to kind of push through those holidays and not step off the gas now because, you know, of the season? And what are some really good tips that you do? Because I know that one thing, you have built a great, and you keep it so simple, and that's one thing I love about you, is that sometimes we try to complicate things and thinking there's something so much more, but you keep it so simple. So,
well, thank you. And I think a lot of it is just, you know, when you love it, you just want everybody to know about it, whether it's a stranger, whether it's your friend, whether it's, you know, your next-door neighbor. So I think just key is just opening our mouths. And I think a lot of times people, you know, will say, gosh, I'm just so busy, you know, but great, you're busy, that's great. You know, if you're a busy mom, you're running your kids to gymnastics and soccer and basketball and PTO events and whatever, then that means you know a lot of people, you're around a lot of people. And so just continuing to incorporate It Works into our daily life and our daily routine, you know, will keep you busy all the time. So, you know, just wearing your It Works gear, you know, wearing your hat, you know, having a lanyard, having your Blitz cards, you know, gosh, the new It Works bag is so cute. Some of the girls that came over tonight for our holiday open house, I had some of my other distributors join in and bring some customers too. And, you know, they got the new It Works purse, which is so awesome. You know, so just by having that purse, people are going to look and notice and go, oh, what works? And so I think we just have to keep opening our mouth, whether it's sitting at the table over the holidays, you know, talking about, well, what have you been up to? And, you know, being able to say, oh, my gosh, my business is booming. We came out with new products. You know, have you looked on Facebook and seen it? Oh, well, hey, I have a couple brochures in my purse. You can look. And, you know, just being willing to talk to people and being proud. So I tell people, think of it like your children. The reason it's so easy for you to talk about your children is because you're passionate. You know, whether it's a good day or a bad day, passion can be good and bad, right? Like I saw your post today about Ford.
Yes. I know.
I love that kid. But, you know, it's easy to talk about our children to anybody, you know, strangers or in a grocery line or, you know, wherever, because we love our kids. There's nothing we don't know about them that we, you know, not that every moment's a great moment, but, you know, we know them and we have passion for them. And so with our products, I feel like it's the same thing. You know, when you know what this business can do for people financially and time freedom-wise, then you feel like people deserve to know about it, where sometimes in the beginning when we're new, we feel like, oh, I don't really want to pressure my friends, or I don't want to come off as pushy, or, you know, it's like, well, you don't feel that way when you talk about your favorite movie or your favorite restaurant or your child or something you're passionate about. When you're passionate about it, it just comes across in what you're going to talk about because you love it and you believe in it. And so we somehow have to go, and I had to do this too. You know, I had a learning curve being brand new and it works too, where I had to build my confidence in the products and the company and, you know, my belief level. You know, I knew the industry worked, so that wasn't ever a question. So it's kind of just that learning curve. So through the holidays, still be willing to talk and open your mouth, whether it's, you know, taking your Fat Fighters to Thanksgiving and everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so stuffed, or, oh, I don't, you know, just listen to people. They'll tell you what's wrong. They don't want to eat pie because they're going to get fat, or they're going to gain weight through the holidays, or they're so stressed out, or they just are tired and their job's killing them and they're, you know, going crazy. And you can think of products that you can recommend. You know, pop them a couple Confianza if they're a stress ball. You know, after they overeat and they're completely stuffed, make them eat some Fat Fighters. You know, take your, you know, your oils and plug in your diffuser. Go, oh, we're going to take some Chill right now. And, you know, make it fun and have fun. You know, take some energy and make them drink energy. Or I think we just have to be a billboard and have that belief to be willing to push through it anywhere. And, you know, some people thrive through the holidays doing parties because people are having gatherings and they, you know, are doing things socially. And some people feel like, oh, I just can't get anybody booked through the holidays. And, you know, there are going to be people who are watching what they spend. And what I like to tell them is, go, you're going to spend your money anyway. Spend it on something that matters, or spend it on something for yourself. You know, you treat everybody else, treat yourself. And a lot of times people just put themselves last. So it doesn't mean that those seeds that you're planting aren't going to come to harvest. It just might not come through the holidays, but for some of you, it will. But the difference is, don't just take a standstill just thinking nothing's going to happen. Don't just stop working because you think, oh, it's the holidays. Nobody's going to do anything, because that's the wrong thing to completely do with your business. Just stay active, stay focused, you know, stay talking about it. Stay plugged in with the products, stay using the products that we have, and just open your mouth, and you'll sail through the holidays.
Yes. Yeah, I don't even know how to follow up with that. It was so good.
Was there anything more? Like, you know, I don't know.
Well, I know one thing that, you know, I feel like just so blessed that we get to spend so much time with you and some of the other leaders. And I know one thing that really had made a profound impact on when Pam Sauter was there and we got to spend time with her. And one thing that really made an impact is how, when we're building for those promotions and we're going for it, is how getting your whole team on the same page and knowing that the person who just comes in new going to that executive is just as important as that person going presidential and ambassador all the way up. And so, you know, we've been really kind of focusing on that. So what are some really good tips about getting your team on the same page? Like when you went, I know Nicole and I came in when you were a triple diamond and you just had gone presidential. And, God, that seems so funny. I think it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so when you pushed really through Ambassador, I know there was, you know, that was us getting us on the same page. That was, you know, getting everybody else that on the team to the same page and where they had to go and what they needed. So what are some tips that you can give us? So we have a lot of people who are on this call tonight who, a lot of them are pushing for that Ruby bonus that they have. There's some new people on here pushing for that Ruby bonus that just signed up. We also have some that are pushing to get to that Emerald and Diamond who are really close to getting there. And, you know, we have some that are pushing to double, to triple, to presidential. So what are some things that suggestions that you can give us to kind of get that team on the same page and working together with that?
Well, I think it's, first of all, you've got to know what your goal is and what you need to do to get there. So, again, if you're, you know, talking about someone coming on and going Ruby, is, you know, if you don't have those three key people lined up yet, then you've got to get them. If you've got one, but that's all you've got, then you've got to get the other two and then decide of those two which one is going to be your executive. And so whether you've got one or two people on your team or you've got, you know, 10 or 15, it's saying, this is my goal this month for myself, and to do that, I have to help you do this, or you do this, or you do this. So are you willing to be on board with me to do that? Because this is my goal, and this is what I'm focused towards, and what part are we going to take in this goal together? And this is what it's going to take. And, you know, if someone is going to be a qualified leg for that 400 in volume, then if they've been, you know, just got a couple customers and they're just at 100, then just say, well, right now, if our goal is to get you a qualified leg, then we've got to get some more customers. You know, we need to either get another party on the books, or let's do an online virtual, or, you know, let's start making some more Facebook posts and being a little bit more bold on our business to generate some activity. Let's start sending some personal message to people about their health and wellness goals and being able to offer them some of our products. So it's going to take some action, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of times people are excited, but they just don't take the action. And even if you have all the excitement in the world without action, that doesn't pay. You know, our pay plan doesn't just pay us based on excitement or, you know, doggone it. That'd be pretty awesome.
Right.
So, you know, it's just being willing to reach out and say, hey, you know, Nicole, you know, hey, Leanne, I'm working on this goal this month. This is what I want to see happen in my team, and you're part of my team. You know, you're important to me. So tell me what your goal is, or I could say, hey, this is my goal, and for that to happen, I need three people to be rubies. Are you willing to do what it takes to be one of those rubies? And this is what ruby looks like. You know, this is where you're at. This is what we need to do. And really it's just, you know, sitting down and going, this is what it's going to take. You know, it's going to take customers. It's going to take some working. But really it's, you know, again, people overcomplicate it. It's not as difficult as people make it. And so getting them on the same page just requires some conversation, some accountability, some giving them some guidance, like, hey, well, let's all put this post on together and let's see who gets the most comments or likes, and maybe create some, you know, competitive camaraderie in there. You know, hey, guys, this is our task for the day today. Let's, you know, let's blow this up and, you know, let's put a challenge out there. You know, I love you guys are doing the Blitz Challenge. You know, I mean, we've done where people have had to post their personal story on their, you know, Facebook wall, because sometimes people are more apt to watch a video of you than they are to read something. You know, we've put up the different product tester posts and things like that. So, you know, we've put up, hey, we all need to message five people today. Who got their five done? And, you know, so there's things you can do to get creative and get fun and kind of create some competition and camaraderie and some teamwork in there. And it doesn't matter if it's two people or 20 people or 10 people. Just start. And, you know, you'll have your ones who are going to participate all the time, and you'll have some that will be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when it comes time to it, they drop the ball. And that's typical in anything, whether it's in at work, whether, you know, it's at a job, whether it's, you know, at a gym with, you know, people working out. You know, it all sounds great in theory for some, but then when it comes to application and taking action, then that's where people lack. So the more we can get to get people just taking that action, the better, you know, it's going to be for their results.
Fantastic. It is so true. You know, I had once read something, and it had in reference to prayer, and it just reminded me of something of, you know, you can,
prayer is like 2 feet. Like, you can pray, but there also has to be the work that God puts into you on that. You have to walk with 2 feet. And if you don't, then you walk in a circle. And when you were explaining the enthusiasm and work, it's kind of the same thing. Like, if we work without enthusiasm, we're just going to kind of go in circles. And if we have enthusiasm without the work, we're just going to go in a circle. So yeah. It takes, in order to move forward, we need to have the enthusiasm, but we also have to have the work to put behind it, too. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that just made me think of that. So I love it. And, Nicole, is there anything that you wanted to ask?
No, I'm on my third page of notes right now.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Tiffany. Just giving gratitude that it's recorded.
Yes, I know, I know. I did record this.
Seriously. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, I love it. I love it. No, we just appreciate you so much, Tiffany, and what you do for us. And you know, I know that trainings and everything is really how you built this business. And I know that Nicole and I have really tried to implement that and take it to our team. So I kind of want to end with that. I want to end with, like, how you really built yourself around trainings and around, you know, corporate functions and doing that, because, you know, Nicole and I do a lot of those things through us, and I think that we are so fortunate we do that. So how have you built, like, your business around those corporate events?
Well, you guys have. I mean, you know, no doubt about it, you guys are awesome leaders. You know, you're phenomenal team supporters. You know, you guys are consistent with your teams. You pour into your teams. I mean, you guys do an awesome job, you know. I mean, across the board, as you know, the people within our team, you guys, you know, are some of the best of the best of the best, you know. And it shows by your team and your connection and, you know, your camaraderie. And, you know, building events is huge. And, you know, I kind of go back and forth, because through the summertime, you know, we consistently do our Diamond Ways, you know, throughout here, like about every, you know, month we try and do something, or 6 weeks, depending on what's going on with corporate. You know, no matter what, we always attend corporate first, and everything else around that is secondary. And, you know, we really did, you know, make trainings kind of like mandatory. Obviously they're not, but, you know, our philosophy has always been, you know, unless you're getting married or buried, you know, you need to be there. Because really, if you're going to be successful in this, it's got to be a priority. You know, it still amazes me how many people are like, oh, yeah, I want to be successful, but, you know, I'll invite them to numerous events. You know, 3 and 4, oh, yeah, nope, sorry, can't make it. Oh, yep, nope, sorry, can't make that. Oh, nope, I'm busy that day. And it's like, well, you wonder why your business is suffering. And so, you know, the mindset I always had in network marketing was, you know, I learned at my very first event, and it always stuck with me. You know, they said, you become who you hang around. I was like, whoa, that's a reality check, because my present state at 23 years old was, you know, the same people at the local pub every Friday and Saturday, and dreading work on Sunday and going back into the routine on Monday. And I knew I wanted something different. I just didn't know what my options were. And so when I got into network marketing and I knew that there was another way, by God, I was going to hang around the people making it happen. So anytime there was an event, I was there. You know, you guys are much like me, and I don't think it's by anything that I did. I just think you guys, you know, you and Nicole are as hungry as I was for this industry. And it just made sense that if I was going to be successful, I had to do what the successful people were doing, and they were all going to trainings and taking their team. And I was like, oh, well, that seems pretty easy. I can't, you know. And it's not always easy to get people there, but it's an easy concept. And so it is frustrating when you're like, gosh, if they would just get to a training, they would see it. And, you know, they may or they may not ever, but I try not to give up on people. If they say, yeah, I really am interested, well, then you need to make it a priority. Well, then we need to make sure that you're there. Well, then we need to make sure you don't miss this. Then you know what? If you're telling me you're serious about this, then the serious people are going to be there. Well, if you want to be successful, then you're going to need to do what the successful people are doing. And so, you know, I never wanted to be the leader. Like, I never wanted to be the person on stage. I wanted to be the girl that signed up in network marketing and made a whole lot of money and had a whole lot of fun with no responsibility. So I thought, well, gosh, if we just go to, like, trainings, that's like a big party. Like, okay, I can promote and get people to show up there. And it was like the Pied Piper, you know. Eventually just people started coming, and more people started coming and following, and then more people, and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, I have like a team. You know, there were a lot of times, and even the first year or two, I can even think about going to training by myself. I didn't have a team. I worked on myself a long time before I got people to follow me. So if you've been in this for a few months or 6 months or a year or 2 years and you don't have a big following or a big team yet, it's okay. You know, I was there. But realize the more convicted you are and the more you believe, the easier it's going to be to get people on that path with you. And you won't want to take no for an answer. And you will ask them to reschedule things. You know, today Lori Bauer brought over one of her potential distributors, a girl she's been working on. They've had a couple meetings, and she's a rock star. And I just said, what's it going to take for you to be with us on Saturday? You want to know all the questions to the products. You want to know about the company. You know, what do you have to do to be there Saturday? Well, Saturday's my day with the kids. We have 3 kids and all this stuff. And we just talked about it. Well, who could you get to handle that for you? Because this is important for you to be there for your business. And sometimes it's just saying that to somebody. You know, sometimes it's, you know, the blues that we're like, oh, my gosh, you're going to have so much fun, and we get to travel all the way down there, and you're going to meet the best people, and we're going to have such a great time. And, you know, so it's just that promotion of the event is so crucial, and just making sure that you do what it takes to get people there. And I just think if we never stop doing that, we'll always have success. The second that we think we know it all, or that we don't need to go to training, or if a training doesn't motivate us, I tell people you need to check your pulse. If you don't get motivated at any of our events or inspired, then check your pulse, because something seriously is wrong.
That's so true. It's so true. And you know what always happens to me, Tiffany, when I'm sitting there, is that I always go, oh, my gosh, I wish I had like 10 more people right now that need to hear that.
Yeah, always.
And so, and it's always, and it never it ceases to amaze me, like even when it's their first training and they go to their first training, they're like, oh my gosh, I wish I had like 5 more people here. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
See, and so it's always like that. And so it is really important to do those trainings. And I thank you for all you do and putting that on for your team and the One Team, One Missions and the trainings that you do. So it's easy for us to kind of plug in there. And I know Nicole's team is doing a really great job of plugging people in there in California. So.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, I'm just, you know, so excited, you know, seeing Adrienne do what she's doing, stepping up, and Juliana, and, you know, I mean, a lot of you leaders out there. I mean, Robin up in Northern Cal, with, you know, her and Steph. I mean, it's just so fun to watch it. And, you know, that's the duplication part, is eventually when everybody's got, then, you know, their people off and, you know, training and teaching and investing into others, you know, it's like, it's, that's part of the harvest. You know, it's part of the reaping and the sowing. And, you know, we're not going to get anything if we're not willing to invest in other people, you know, and spend that time with them. And, you know, so much of the training is not only the fun and the knowledge, you know, and you can always walk out of a training more confident by what you learn, but it's just that camaraderie and that connection and, you know, just knowing we're part of something bigger. And sometimes the smaller events, it's hard to, you know, always feel that. But that's why, you know, when you go to something bigger and then something bigger, like, you know, like I know you guys had a great group of people that it works you. And, you know, I know that opened their eyes tremendously, you know, compared to just maybe something smaller that they'd been to. And then, of course, you know, everybody that's going to one in, you know, February is just going to have their eyes open even bigger, you know, for those of them that's their first, which thank you guys again for the one bracelet. So cute. I love it. But, you know, that's just going to create a grander vision and really open people's eyes even further. And then eventually you just get so hooked that you just go, I'm not missing anything, because you'll have, you know, the FOMO. You know, fear of missing out. You just, you know, it's terrible because you just, you love the events and you love what they do for people. They love how, you love how you feel when you walk out, and you just, you know, it becomes part of our, you know, who we are.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time, Tiffany. I just thank you so much for getting on the call and pouring into us. I mean, lots of great things that you, but you always amaze us. So thank you so much for your time and pouring into us. And I can't wait to see you this weekend.
I know. I'm so excited. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. And Nicole, we're going to hold you to coming out just so you know every summer, because it was so entirely fun. And
I hear
you. I know.
I hear
you. Tradition. So
I hear
you. You know.
All right. All right. I like it.
I like it. We loved it. So it's fun. So I just appreciate you guys so much. And, you know,
thank you, Tiffany.
And can't wait to see you. It was so nice being in California with you last month, Nicole. And we'll be together soon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
January and February.
Yay. I know. I love it.
All right.
I know,
thank you so much, Tiffany.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for getting on the call. We love you all. Thank you.